Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, what's up? This is The Diary. This is your host, Stacey, and it is Kit Kat Boy's birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, Chris. And you know what? I got rid of my cheers. I don't know what happened to my cheers. And we are here on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4, like always. And today we're discussing Prison Inc. and the business of going to jail. And that's why nobody should go to jail. All right, it's already dumb to go to jail, but I ain't let nobody make me work for a quarter an hour, and then if I don't want to do it, I get to go to solitary for my troubles. What kind of shit is that? And you'd be surprised at the corporations that have invested in prisons, and it just makes so much sense why they want to put us all in jail for the dumbest shit, because they need employees. So this is The Diary, where we love you every Sunday from 3 to 4. Today is Christopher Kevin Posey's birthday. He was born, you know, and it's so bad, and I always have to apologize to Chris. When Chris was born, I hated my husband. I don't know how I got pregnant. I swear I was just drunk that night of conception. I'll say it then, I say it now, I say it forever. But Chris came along, and for some reason, I didn't know if Chris's birthday was November 27th or November 28th. And for years, I celebrated his birthday on the wrong day. His dad knew, but his dad bounced, so he was the only one that knew. So today is Christopher's birthday, November 28th. And Christopher was born. And that's another thing I was going over with the kids now, that this was a wonderful year. Thanksgiving was great. First year, I didn't have to cook. I didn't have no minors at home. Nobody looking at me expecting for me to cook, so I didn't. My daughter cooked. It was beautiful. It looked just like my food. I'm very proud of my daughter. She's an excellent mom and a good cook. She's only 22 years of age, I must say. Anyway, Christopher's birthday, you know, and Kit Kat Boy, that's his nickname, because back when he was 15 years old, a freshman in high school, you know, and my son's a businessman, always has been, always will be. And Christopher thought he could make a 100% profit by selling Kit Kats, by stealing them and then turning them at the school. Well, one lucky day, Chris got caught, and I got called and whooped the shit out of Chris all up in the store, cut off Chris's dreadlocks because, quote, you know, it's always the ones with the dreadlocks that steal. And then I had to say, well, is it always they mamas too? Because I got dreadlocks. You know, so first thing I did was cut that boy's dreadlocks off. But because Christopher never did anything in his life, he got 40 hours of community service that he did at a wonderful friend's church, Winona Scott's church, where he sang with the choir, he painted. Every time I looked at Chris, some girl was flirting with him. So that was the easiest community service Chris probably anybody has ever done in life. But he did it. And now that he is 18, it can legally be expunged off his record. But because of Prisons Inc., it's not free. It's not good enough that Christopher, well, and let me give a little history, because normally when you steal like that, the store makes you pay for the price of what you stole, but he didn't get no farther than the door, so he gave it back. They make you pay restitution. And, you know, but the restitution, they didn't make Christopher pay, because I took restitution out on Christopher's ass. And they pulled me to the side and they said, Ms. Johnson, I know from the ass whooping, basically, you gave Chris, that, you know, the restitution, we're going to set it aside. You don't have to pay us anything, not even the $9 worth of Kit Kats these dumbass stole. So once he's 18, it can come off his record, but it's not free. Even though he did his 40 hours of community service, we still have to go to the court, file a petition for it to come off of his record, and I think it costs a couple hundred bucks to do it. But that's Prisons Inc. That's America. That's how we live. And we're going to be talking about something very interesting, and all I can say is just don't go to the jail. You know, I mean, that's what everybody says. Just don't go to jail. Because once you do, it's basically slavery legalized. That's it. And so once we go over everything today, you'll get a bigger understanding, because this is not something that you'll read about, you'll hear about, people you know about. You really got to research to find out this kind of stuff. And because the majority of people that are in prison are African Americans and Hispanics, this is something that's very important to me. And because now, you know, thanks to Chris and stealing damn Kit Kats, I'm part of Prisons, Inc. I got to come up with $200-something to get this forever off his record, even though they say it comes off anyway. But pay, I don't know, whatever. So that's what we're going to do. He's never done anything again in his life. And he's turning 18 today, and today was a wonderful day. So this is a diary where we talk about relevant issues, relevant to the African-American community, and really at this point, relevant to poor people. Because right now you ain't got to be black for them to throw you in prison like my buddy Dave, okay? Poor, Caucasian, good at heart, poor, you know, just poor, something wrong with his ales. Something wrong with his driver's license, so he's driving home on Friday down the little ghetto strip of El Paso Heights, and I know exactly where he was coming. He's like, Stacy, they wait till you come down that little hill, that last little hill down El Camino right before you get to where we live, and it was a spot check. And, of course, he had something wrong with his driver's license, so they impounded his car. And his car is going to be gone. And he said, quote, because Saturday's not a, quote, business day. I don't know how much. He said, Stacey, if they're keeping my car for $600, there's no way I can come up with that money. And I understand that, and I understand the checkpoints. And if people would go and look up the history of drunk-ass Sacramento, Sacramento has one of the highest drunk driving rates in the nation. So that's why they do it. But, you know, why are you going to do it in an area where you know these people don't have $600 to get their, and you're going to take their car for whatever reason? So now my buddy Dave lives way far away from where he works. Now he can't get to work. He already makes shitty money. That's why he couldn't afford to get his ales right. Now he can't even get to a shitty job. So, you know, come on, people. What are we really fucking doing in the land of the fucking free and the brave? It's only free for those of us that got money. So you better have some money or your ass ain't going to be free. And if you're going to be brave, you better have some money. It costs money to be brave. Figure out how you going to do it. Get you some damn money. That's what you need. Once I got the can in January, I swore to myself, I swore to my kids that I will never, ever put anybody else's or put my financial future in anybody else's hands other than my own. And a year later, I swear to God, me and God, we did it. Damn it, we did it. Damn it, we did it. This is the diary where we love you today. We're talking about Prisons, Inc., how they making money off your ass when you go to jail. So don't take your dumb ass to jail. It's as simple as that. All right. Right now, I'm going to play Soul Thang because that's what you eat. We'll be back. All right. This is a diary, and we here on Sunday afternoon where we're talking about Prisons, Inc. And also, I'm calling today using Skype. So if things sound funky, that's because of Skype. So they better have their stuff together. So Prisons, Inc., how they make money off the fact that we go to jail. All right, and a lot of the information that I got today is from the Global Research Organization, and that's the Center for Research on Globalization. And they kind of do this thing for a living to see how, you know, things impact. And what they did was research prisons and the business behind prisons, when it became a business and how they benefit, and how the laws even changed to benefit trust holders and people that are stockholders and people that invest in businesses. So it says that human rights organizations, as well as political and social ones, are condemning what they're now calling a new form of inhumane exploitation in the U.S., where they say a prison population of up to 2 million people, mostly Black and Hispanic, are working for various industries for a pittance, meaning nothing. And they call the people that invest in the prisons, they're calling them tycoons, okay? And that's a motherfucker that's got a whole lot of money, okay? And they says the tycoons who've invested in the prison industry have found what they basically call their pot of gold. They don't have to worry about strikes, okay, because the prisoner ain't going to strike, all right? They don't have to worry about paying unemployment benefits, vacation, comp time. All the workers are full-time employees. They never arrive late or absent because of family problems, right? And this is the killer part that kind of struck me, is that if they don't like the pay for 25 cents an hour and refuse to work, this is what they get. They're locked up in isolation cells if they refuse to work for a quarter an hour. So they get paid, but they get a quarter an hour. So now, there are approximately 2 million inmates in state, federal, and private prisons here in the United States. And the United States is the biggest, is the country that it imprisons its people the most. We imprison more people than any country in the world. What's up with that? And, you know, I hate to say conspiracy theories and stuff like that, but, I mean, they exist. If you study your history and just don't continue to live a blind-ass life, I mean, even the History Channel, just look at the History Channel during the day and look at it and see, and they give you the most of that shit when normal people are at work. I ain't been at work. So I look at the stuff, and even the History Channel can tell you some crooked shit about this country. It's crazy. And we need to educate ourselves. There ain't nothing we can do about it. But education and knowledge is power, and it's the key. So I ain't going to jail. And my whole family philosophy from my mom and daddy, my daddy was born in 1913 and my mom in 1923, their philosophy was to their sons is, honey, they want to see you either dead or in jail. So you fuck up, that's where you're going to be. You're going to either be dead or in jail. So we're going to show you how to not be one of those two things. And that's exactly what they did with their six sons who are doctors and have doctorates and a priest and 20 years retired drill sergeant from the U.S. Army and not criminals. That's just why I kicked the shit out of Christopher Kevin Posey when he thought he was going to be the Johnson's Line's first criminal. All right? He could be a smooth criminal, but only like MJ, and not stealing Kit Kats out the goddamn store. All right? So we imprison the United States of America more people than even China. Okay, so let me figure this out. It says let's see. The figures show that the United States has locked up more people than any other country. A half million more than even China, which, by the way, has a population five times greater than the U.S. All right, statistics reveal that the U.S. holds 25% of the prison's population, of the world's prison population, but only 5% of the world's people. All right, from less than 300,000 inmates in 1972, the population grew to 2 million by 2000. And in 1990, thanks to Reagan and the crack laws, it was 1 million. 10 years ago, there were only 5 private prisons in the country with a population of 2,000 inmates. Now there are 100 with a population of 62,000 inmates. Okay? So, and it is expected in the coming decade that number will hit 360,000. We ain't putting nobody I know in prison if I got anything to do with it, because this country holds too much fucking opportunity to be doing dumb shit to land you in jail. Anyway, what has happened over the past 10 years is what this report's saying. And why are there so many prisoners? Okay, and there's one reason and one reason only, and it's the same reason why this country allows so many people to die because they don't have medical insurance, because we privatize every fucking thing. And we've privatized prisons, okay? So the prison industry basically is a group of private contractors. The private contracting of prisoners for work fosters incentives to lock people up. Prisons depend on income. Corporate stockholders, this is the part that made me want to just kick somebody's ass. Corporate stockholders who make money off prisoners' work lobby for longer sentences. Okay? So that's why, the crack as opposed to powder. You know, come on, man. Come on. If nothing else, just be educated. Ain't shit you can do about it, because we obviously let this kind of shit happen just by ignorance and not paying attention. But if you know, I'll plead with anybody, any black male out there today, come and read this. You want to work for 25 cents an hour? And then the fucked up part about it, when you come out of prison, okay, these guys are in there making material for big name companies. But when they ask us come out, they can't get a job at that same plant as an ex-felon, but they can work for them for 25 cents a fucking hour. All right, crazy. All right, anyway, the prison industry complex, and we've heard that before, is one of the fastest growing industries in the United States, and its investors are on Wall Street. The multi-million dollar industry has its own trade exhibitions, conventions, websites, all right, and mail order internet catalogs. It has direct advertising campaigns, architecture campaigns, architecture companies, construction companies. We only build prisons. Well, shit, if you only build prisons, what the fuck? You got to have somebody in them. Investment houses on Wall Street, but plumbing supply companies, food supply companies, yeah. That's why a ding-dong costs you like $5.50. Armed security, padded sales, all kind of shit for your ass. All right? According to Left Business Observer, the federal prison industry produces 100% of all military helmets, ammunition belts, bulletproof vests, ID tags, shirts, pants, tents, bags, canteens, along with war supplies. Prison workers supply 98% of the entire market of equipment assembly services, 93% of paints and paint brushes, 92% of stove assembly, 46% of body armor, 36% of home appliances, 30% of headphones, microphones, speakers. So when your headphones smell like a little penis, they're going to rub their pee-pee all over because they know I'm doing this for 25 cents an hour. And 21% of all office furniture. Airplane parts. What? Airplane parts. I hope the QC motherfuckers ain't prisoners. Medical supplies. Now, medical supplies, you're getting it at 25 cents an hour, but then you're charging $550 for a toothbrush at the hospital. Ain't that a bitch? I hate America because it's so greedy, but see, it's going to implode on itself. So, and only the righteous are going to survive. So I'm trying to be righteous and fuck anybody that's not. Prisoners are even raising C&I dogs for blind people. And you know how much those fucking dogs are? For 25 cents an hour? But when he comes out of prison, they ain't going to give him a job doing shit on with a C&I dog. All right. So, crazy. So don't go to jail. Bottom line, read this over and over to your family members, male and female. Don't take your ass to prison because you'll be making bulletproof vests that cost $550 and you got 50 cents to make it. It's crazy. Or it says crime goes up. Crime goes down, but the jail population goes up. That according to reports by Human Rights, and the background music we're enjoying today is The Grateful Dead. Thanks to Oliver. Woohoo! We're deadheads. All right, here we go. According to reports by human rights organizations, there are factors that increase the profit potential for those who invest in the prison industry. And let me say that again. According to reports by human rights organizations, and these are people that go out there, that are righteous motherfuckers that go out there and say, you know what, how are people treating people like shit and getting over on people? Those are human rights organizations. Those are people I like. These are the factors that increase the profit potential, because, you know, that's all America's about, profit potential, for those who invest in the prison industry complex. Let's see, jailing persons convicted of nonviolent crimes, that's why we can't legalize marijuana. Because we need a constant population of weed, people smoking weed illegally. That keeps the prisons pretty full, nonviolent crimes, and long prison sentences for possession of microscopic quantities of illegal drugs. Federal law stipulates 5 years of imprisonment without the possibility of parole for possession of 5 grams of crack or 3.5 ounces of heroin and 10 years for possession of less than 2 ounces of rock cocaine. Crazy. Or crack. A sentence of 5 years for cocaine powder requires possession of 500 grams, 100 times more than the quantity of rock cocaine for the same sentence. Most of those who use cocaine powder are white, right, middle class, or rich people, while mostly blacks and Latinos use rock cocaine. I'm switching to powder, all right? In Texas, a person may be sentenced for up to 2 years imprisonment for possessing 4 ounces of marijuana. And they say in New York in 1973, Nelson Rockefeller anti-drug law provides for a man, Nelson Rockefeller. That's a fucking money man. What's he making? For a mandatory prison sentence of 15 years to life for possession of 4 ounces of any illegal drug. The passage in 13 states of the three strikes laws. See, that's all that shit is about, and that makes me want to just go, you know? And it makes me want to say, people, wake the fuck up. I mean, the country started on these motherfuckers going across the waters and getting a bunch of people and making them work for free for hundreds of years. What the fuck do you think? You think this, they got to do it some other way and disguise it. And that's what it says a little farther down. The history of prison labor in the United States started with fucking slavery. Stop going to jail. Single mothers, kick the shit out of your son as soon as he even acts like he want to steal something. Kick his ass. Because he'll be working for 25 cents and you'll be talking about, I got to put money on Remont's books. Fuck him and his books. Kick the shit out of him. Get your shit together. And don't allow your son to fucking go to prison. This is the diary where we just cuss because we've grown up in here, right? Give me some more Grateful Dead. Oliver said, no, damn it, you crazy woman. All right, we're going to play the crazy cat because I'm a crazy cat. I'm free. The cops can't call me no more as of midnight last night for any one of my kids. I'm free, crazy cat. We'll be back. I like that. And you know what? I'm going to play this song right now. I'm going to take another break and play this song in dedication to Mr. Christopher Kevin Posey. Born November 28th, I think, 1990 at 3:03 a.m. My last child and looks exactly like me. I love you, Chris. I'm going to play A Walk in the Sun because now CPS can't call me, cops can't look for me, can't no school call me, I'm free. We, me and Chris, you like, I'm free from you too, Mom. We walking in the sun. This is my favorite song, and this is how I ended the Thanksgiving show. Walk in the sun, baby.
Thank you.
song is the lick. That is the lick. That was me and Chris doing the duo. The male voice, that was Chris. I am through with you, mama. You are through with me. Yeah, that was the shit. Walk in the sun. Everybody needs to walk in the sun. Throw your kids out when they're 18. You ain't got no obligation to raise your damn grandkids. That's your kid that busted that nut, not you. I'm sure you don't even know what day it happened. Okay. I love you, Elijah, but I didn't make you, and my daughter knows. So, speaking of Elijah, Elijah's on the train about 2 hours away from Uncle Freddie and Uncle Birthday Chris, and the conductor gave him a hat and a sucker, and I have a picture. We've run a running diary all day long. My baby took a train to go see her brother, and everybody's so happy. She's like, Mom, thank you so much. And I was like, no, don't worry. She's like, I'm going to see my brothers, and it's all because of you. And, you know, and it's like, you know, I love my kids. Butt hurt, hate me. That ain't my job for you to love me. That's my job to be your mom. I can't help it if you love me. And she's like, you know, Mom, it's all because of you. You know, thank you so much. And I'm like, hey, I'm your mom. I love you. I love all three of you. And it's important that you guys love each other and keep a constant bond. That's not something my parents taught me and my 10 siblings, unfortunately. But that is something that I taught every one of them, all three, and they're the three musketeers, and the boys came. Wait, oh, Buster Freddy.
Oh, you sure you come in, Mom? You know, Mom.
I'm like, tell Freddy to shut up, 20 years old. Shut up. I didn't do it. It's for Chris. Anyway, but they know. I love them. They nothing like mommy love ever. So now, that's why I beat the shit out of him in Albertsons. It was Albertsons. Now it saved somebody. I beat his ass, okay? Because I had three jobs at the time when Kit Kat Boy was stealing. And what it wasn't like he was stealing it and just eating the candy. He was stealing it and turning, flipping it at the school and making money. That's my businessman, you know? And I understand that part, but the 100% profit, only the white man can do 100% profit. That's called slavery. That's what I told you. That's slavery. All right? We got to do it the right way so we don't go to prison. Okay? So, now, let's go. Crime goes down, but jail population goes up. The crack thing, we already know that. Thanks to Mr. Ronald Reagan. Everybody loves Ronald Reagan. Okay, he's all right, all right. But why you love him? You know, and this, you know, this is America. And, you know, thank God for the Internet. I hate the Internet and I love the Internet, all right? The Internet gave me a grandson, all right? If it wasn't for the Internet, I wouldn't be a grandma right now, all right? But I love my grandson, you know, but there's so many fakes on the damn Internet. But Internet is a place where you can go and get you some knowledge. And it's all about learning and knowing and being aware, you know, because ain't shit you can do. It ain't like there's something you can do, but at least you can be aware. Okay. Now, the passage of 13 states in our union passed the three strikes law, okay, where you get life in prison, all right? So, shit, you'll be working, making 25 cents an hour until you die. All right? Sound good to an investor. Life in prison after being convicted of three felonies made it necessary to build 20 new federal prisons. One of the most disturbing cases resulted from this measure was that of a prisoner who, for stealing a car and two bicycles, received three 25-year sentences. It's just bullshit, and you know why. So don't steal a bike and a pizza. Don't steal. All right, that's how you keep your ass out of jail. All right, so longer sentences, the passage of laws that require minimum sentencing without regard for circumstances, a large expansion of work by prisoners creating profits that motivate the incarceration of more people. Hell yeah. You know, when you make the medical system a for-profit system, well, of course, the motherfuckers that can't pay for heart surgery is going to die, right? You're going to let them die. If you can't pay, you die. Why are you going to make medical system a for-profit business? I don't understand that, America. So it was fucking me up because I love him to death, but former President Jimmy Carter had a stomach ache. President Carter has a stomach ache, so he's at the hospital right now. Well, damn. I had a stomach ache yesterday. Shit, I couldn't shit yesterday. Nobody took me to the hospital. And did they take you to the hospital when you couldn't do something? Oliver, did you get to go to the hospital? It was the old ass poor guy. I love him, but he had a stomach ache, and he was in the hospital for 4 days. Okay. But when you make the medical industry insurance for a for-profit business, the motherfuckers that can't pay are going to die. And Michael Moore, God bless you. And that dude that came out working for wherever he worked for, he came out with him. Thank God. All right. Who is investing? All right. That's what we want to know. So you'll know when you out there being cute, buying everything that they want to throw at your ass on TV, you know that you are investing in Remont, probably some of y'all's family, and making what you just bought for $125. Remont made it for 25 cents an hour. All right? So, who is investing? At least 37 states have legalized the contracting of prison labor by private corporations that mount their operations inside. Damn, mount their operations inside state prison? Can I get some of them to do some telemarketing for my ass? Because I hate doing that. How much does that cost? I'll pay 50 cents an hour for that. Shit. Come on now. No, you got to be special. All right, the list of such companies contain the cream of the U.S. Corporation Society. That shit make me want to just go and just... You wonder why Timothy McVeigh blew up shit? Because he got big balls, but he sees shit like this. The cream. How you cream when you contract in prison labor? You ain't cream, you bullshit. Wow. The cream of a U.S. corporate society. IBM, Boeing, Motorola. Hey, Motorola taught me how to repair pagers. And at one point in time, I was making $1,500 a day, so... But they was treating me like a prisoner. That's why I left. Motorola, Microsoft, old goofy boy, AT&T, all the cute little phones y'all got, prisoner phones. They putting their PP all on it. And when you get it, them refurbished ones got prisoner penis all wrapped, all rubbed on it. 25 cents an hour. All right. Texas Instrument, Dell, Compaq, Honeywell. That's why you got to... See, with a Dell computer, that's why you got to order it in advance. Prisoner XYZ, we need you to get this one. We'll pay you 75 cents. The parts cost $1.50, and we just sold it for $1,600. Cha-ching. I love America. Now, see, and that's cool, and I don't have a problem with people making money. But as long as everybody in this fucking country has the same opportunity to prosper, I ain't got no problem with that shit. Let's keep going. Compaq, Honeywell, Hewlett-Packard, Nortel. Well, why do you think they're the cream of the fucking crop? They got slave labor. Lucent Technologies, 3Com, Intel, Northern Telecom, TWA, Nordstrom. Ooh, all of you high-class hoes buying a Nordstrom. That's prison clothes you buying. Revlon, prison makeup, Macy's, wow, the highest cream of the crop, charging you $225 for a shirt, cost them 50 cents, Target, and many more. All of these businesses are excited about the economic boom generation of prison labor. Just between 1980 and 1994, profits went up from $392 million to $1.31 billion, thanks to Remont being dumb enough to steal something three times. Inmates in state penitentiaries generally receive the minimum wage for their work, but not all.
In Colorado, they get about $2 per hour, well under the minimum wage. And in privately run prisons, they receive as little as 17 cents per hour for a maximum of 6 hours per day, the equivalent of $20 a month. The highest paying private prison is CCA in Tennessee. Of course, in the South, shit. Hell yeah. That's where they used to slavery, in the South, shit. Prison, slavery, prison, all the same shit. Both are illegal. Where prisoners receive 50 cents per hour for what they call highly skilled positions. At those rates, it is no surprise that inmates find the pay in federal prisons to be very generous. There, they can earn $1.25 an hour and work 8 hours a day, and sometimes overtime. You know what? That's just getting a Negro ready to not have shit. You know, I love America. They can send home $200 to $300 a month. I wouldn't be sending shit home. Wow. Thanks to prison labor, the United States is once again an attractive location for investment in work that was designed. Oh, shit. Now I got to take another break. That was designed for a third world labor market. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? Third world. Kick the shit out of your son if he does something dumb and has any contact with the goddamn police. This is a diary. We're going to take a break. Ghetto bound. This is a diary where I'm pissed off because I hate when people take advantage of people, you know? And I was just thinking about when my daughter worked for Regal Movie Theater here in the Thomas. That was the best gig ever. We saw more free movies off Jesse. We was more mad that she didn't pass that job on to Freddie than we were that she went to New York. But she was able to give me movie posters and a whole, you know, stuff that normal people just can't get. And one year, I think in 06 or 08, 06 maybe, Chicken Little came out. And I'm just a big kid at heart. But I was like, Jesse, give me that. And the graphic for it at the time was that Chicken Little, of course, was a little chicken, female chicken. And she wore glasses and
she would just always look up. And, of course, she would say, the sky is falling, and nobody would listen to her. Nobody would believe her. And I was like, Jess, give me that. And to this day, it's stuck on my mirror in my bedroom to this day. My daughter got it for me legally. You know, they gave her whatever she wanted because she got charisma just like her mama. So, but, yeah, to this day, you know, and I'm like every day, it's like, hey, people, the sky is falling. Chicken Little, damn it, glasses and all. Don't let your kids, your families, your husbands, your, you know, nothing is free. And anything gained by anything that honest means isn't going to survive. And you see from me reading this shit on the prison system, you know, they just waiting. They waiting for you just to be dumb. You know, they waiting. Three strikes, you know, and then, oh, we so happy somebody got that reversed just these past couple years. Well, you know. All of that is bullshit, too, because it shouldn't have never been. You know, so we so happy that something that should have never been got reversed partially. You know, fuck. You know, work on your, be your, don't, God has a, or whatever you believe in. A lot of people don't believe in God, the creator, the universe. The reason why you were brought here to prosper. Figure out what it is that you enjoy doing the most and do that shit. We're not meant to be slaves to anybody. We're only a slave to somebody because we allow ourselves to be. And this prison ink shit, uh-oh, Jesse's giving me an update. Uh-oh, let me see what the update is because I know she can't hear the show. She's on a cruiser liner or some shit. All right, let's see. Jesse, what we got? Okay, Elijah must have just texted me because there's absolutely nothing in it. All right, nothing there. Anyway, so what are we going to finish on? You know, I just feel so blessed that as a mother of a kid, a son that is 20, it has the heart of Jesus. So I know he wasn't going to go out there and do nothing stupid. He wouldn't do nothing too bold unless you're pushing the wrong way. But then that last one was too much like me. And I told him, you know, he never let the teachers come out home. He never let, even as a little kid, he would say, my mom already told me that you, blah, blah, blah. He would say that as a little boy. And now that he's 18, I had to text him and say, although you mad at me, whatever, you'll get over it, but you're just the man that I expected you to be, Christopher Kevin. You know, the simple fact that he was even bold enough to go out there and do something that dumb. You know, I say it's going to pay off when you're a man. Just tone it down while you're a boy because nobody wants to see a brave, strong, assertive black kid. But that's all I knew to raise, and that's what I rose. And that's what my two boys are, and I'm so proud today for it to be his birthday, and he's with his dad. Both boys are with their dad. My daughter's on the way to see all her family. She's nothing but a family girl, so she's happy. Elijah's happy. I'm happy. This is a good day. Happy birthday, Kit Kat boy. Anyway, Prisons Inc. Let's see. Statistics says that 97% of the 125,000 federal inmates have been convicted of nonviolent crimes. It is believed that more than half of the 623,000 inmates in municipal or county jails are innocent of the crimes that they're accused of. Of these, the majority of are awaiting trial. Two-thirds of the 1 million state prisoners have committed nonviolent offenses. 16% of the country's 2 million prisoners, 16% of the country's 2 million prisoners suffer from mental illness. And that's a whole nother story. Let's see. After a law signed by Clinton in 1996, ending court supervision and decisions caused overcrowding and violent, unsafe conditions in federal prisons, private prison corporations in Texas began to contact other states whose prisons were overcrowded, offering a rent-a-cell services to the prisons located in small towns in Texas. The commission for a rent-a-sale salesman is $2.50 to $5.50 per day per bed. The county gets $1.50 for each prisoner. Don't go to jail. Don't be dumb enough to go to jail. I'm listening to my boy's music and I love it. The Grateful Dead. It's cool. And that's where some people would prefer that most of us be. They'd be grateful if we were dead. But we ain't letting it go down like that. So, prisons and your sons, keep their ashes out. And the best way to do it is the way that I did it, is kids like structure. Kids like organization. It's a pain in the ass, but you owe it to them because you made them. Or else you should have wore a damn condom and had some damn birth control. Them kids didn't come because you did everything not to have them come. So the way I've kept all my kids felony free is to give them organization, to give them determination, and to pass on what my parents gave me was a sense, sound of all they want to see you is dead or in jail. So let's get some education. I'll give you motivation. I'll beat your ass. But figure out what you need to do and figure it out now. So this is the diary. We got about 7 minutes. And let me see if there's anything else. Please make sure you sign your kids up for the Future Leaders Project, whether we do it online or in-house, in class here in Sacramento, California. Sign them up. We go over ethics, we go over math, we go over cooking, we go over Black history, which we think is really important. We do all of that stuff. We try to help the kids to be well-rounded and to have respect for themselves, for their community, for their family, and understand where that comes from. Young mothers, sign yourselves up for the Women's Self-Awareness Program, where we study four aspects of being a good mom. And being a good woman, and being a good person. We concentrate on your financial, which means that, you know, we would like for you to have a marketable skill, whether it's a trade that you choose to go out and get. You know, I started when I got out of high school, I was accepted in the School of Engineering at UCLA. You know, everybody was all happy about that shit. I wanted to get a degree in math, but by the time it was all said and done, I had a trade in electronics, and I started my own business, which I did for almost 10 years, and it paid off immensely. So no matter what you do, just do something. And I look in comparison at a supervisor where I worked just this past year, went to UCLA, graduated from UCLA, and had the same damn job I did. And I paid half as much. So just do what it is you feel you need to do. So for the Women's Self-Awareness Program, financial, get a marketable skill. That's the only way you're going to be able to successfully support your kids. We concentrate on financial. That's what that is, marketable skills, get an education, work on promotion where you're already at. But we try to get you a marketable skill or a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or something you can do and make a decent living. And not get taken, by the way, for all of these for-profit schools that they have out there. Women's Self-Awareness Program, we concentrate on the spiritual because there you have to understand that we are brought to this earth for a reason. You're a mom, and my biggest thing has always been that you are giving God's most precious resource, children. He's going to bless you, so concentrate on being blessed. That's the spiritual. Emotional. We work on relationships. It's most important when you're a single mother that the most important relationship that you have is with your children first. The relationship with your family is first and foremost. If you can bring in a third party that can do whatever is lacking, great. But the most important relationship that you should build is the relationship with your children. emotional. Yeah, women need this and that, but, you know, your kids didn't ask for you to be single. It's not their problem. It's not their issue, and they shouldn't deal with it. You should deal with it. But the most important relationship is that you nurture with your kid. It will pay off immensely. That is emotional. And let's see, financial, spiritual, and physical. Get up off your butt. I hate to see a single mother just because you're getting food stamps. You weigh 400 pounds. Get up off your ass and exercise at least two times a day, 30 minutes. Just go walk. That's all you got to do. Get the kids. Go for a walk. Go for a walk. Get up off your butt. Somebody stopped me today on my way to the liquor store saying, you know what? You look good. I've been watching you for a year, and you lost a lot of weight, and he lives where I live. And I was like, you know what? Thanks a lot, because I've been walking a lot more. He's like, yeah, I could tell you lost a lot of weight. And I was already in pretty good shape, but now I'm in better shape because I have more time to concentrate on being in good shape. So, single mom, you can't up and die and leave your kids alone. Make sure you have good health. Make sure you know what will happen if you do die. Get a living will. It only costs $75 to get that done, and it being stone. Don't let the fate of your children end up in the hands of some jackass. All right, so let's see. Don't go to jail. That was the speech of today. Don't go to jail. Take care of those boys. They need you. Happy birthday, Chris. Jesse, you're going to be at your brother's door within 2.5 hours. I'm so happy. I'm happy for my kids. I'm happy for myself. I'm happy for you. This is The Diary, where we love you every Sunday from 3 to 4. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. Good things are happening. And you'll find out more about that very soon. Peace, love, and all that good stuff in between. See you next week.